His check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. The Columbia County Department of Health is raising awareness about the increase in the number of rabid raccoons this spring. The Department of Health is warning residents to be cautious after the number of raccoons that tested positive for rabies has doubled from this time last year. In the past 9 weeks, 6 out of 7 raccoons have tested positive for rabies, with one test still pending. That's up from 3 cases reported this time last year. The Department of Health has seen an increase in calls from residents reporting rabid animals in recent weeks as the weather has warmed up. The number of rabies cases largely depends on the raccoon population. This year, the population has increased, possibly due to the milder winter, and so has the number of rabies cases. People who see a possible rabid animal should contact local police, as potential rabies exposure to any wild or stray animal should be reported to the Columbia County Health Department. Now, dates and times for rabies clinics are available at the Columbia County Department of Health website at columbiacountyhealth.com or by contacting the Health Department at 518-828-3358. Meetings coming up today. The Sharon Green special meeting happens at 12 noon at Town Hall. Canaan Child Care Center hosting a literacy and music night tonight from 6 till 7 at the Douglas Library. Teacher Leanne Merrill will read from Paper Bag Princess, and teacher Jeff Merrill will provide music. Families in attendance will receive a copy of the book. Refreshments will be served. More information at 860-824-7863. Symposium on issues facing Northwest Corner Towns at the Hotchkiss School this evening from 6 till 7:30. Declining population, its impact on jobs and businesses, impact of population decline on schools and volunteer services, and the drug crisis. Sponsored by the Salisbury Republican Town Committee, the Hotchkiss Democrats and Hotchkiss Republicans, pizza, sandwiches, and beverages will be available beginning at 5:30. Millerton Village Board is holding their monthly workshop meeting. That'll be held tonight at 6 p.m. Sharon Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission's agenda will be held tonight at 6:30 at Sharon Town Hall. The Salisbury Conservation and Inland Wetlands Commission special meeting at Salisbury Town Hall tonight, that will be at 6:30 this evening. Meanwhile, the Falls Village Board of Finance Board of Selectmen doubleheader meeting takes place tonight at Falls Village Town Hall. In North Canaan, the Planning and Zoning has their meeting at 7 o'clock at North Canaan Town Hall. And Salisbury has a special Board of Finance public hearing at 7:30 this evening. Coming up tomorrow, the Board of Selectmen meet in Sharon at 2 o'clock. Salisbury Zoning Board of Appeals meet at Town Hall at 5 o'clock. Then there'll be a public hearing on the application by O'Hara's Landing at 5:30. In Norfolk, at 6 o'clock, the Board of Education, 6:30, the Planning and Zoning Commission, and at 7:30, the Board of Finance. In Kent, Connecticut, the Zoning Board of Appeals regular meeting happens at 7 p.m. Meanwhile, Kent Center School Chorus presents Honk. That'll happen today at 1:15 and at 7 o'clock tonight. Music by George Stiles, books and lyrics by Anthony Drew. Also, the Kent Center 8th grade class auction is being held tonight at 6 o'clock at Kent Center School. It's their last fundraising field trip before heading to high school. And art show is being held also tonight, 6 till 7 o'clock, at Kent Center School on Judd Avenue, a night of art, community, and the middle school production of Honk, of course, at 7 p.m. On Wednesday, April 10th, Kent Board of Education has their regular meeting at 5 p.m. Town of Sharon Planning and Zoning Commission has their regular meeting. That comes up at 5:30 at Town Hall. In North Canaan, the Board of Finance meets at 7:30. And in Pine Plains, the Planning Board set to meet at 7:30. Coming up on Thursday, the North Canaan Elementary School Board of Education meeting, that'll happen from 7 o'clock on at the North Canaan Elementary School. Meanwhile, the Planning and Zoning Commission in Kent has their meeting at 7 p.m. A blood drive will take place at Bard College at Simon's Rock at the Kilpatrick Athletic Center on April 12th. To make an appointment, log on to redcrossblood.org. 28th Annual Bicycle and Automobile Auction happens on Saturday, 9 a.m. That is, of course, in Copake, New York, at the Copake Auction House. Farmers, educators, and entrepreneurs will get together at Bard College at Simon's Rock in Great Barrington on Saturday to support a lively local interest in bees, pollination, and the 6th Annual Think Food Conference. Admission to the event is $25, $10 for lunch. Students will be admitted for free. In Kent, the annual Easter egg hunt is slated for the 13th on the Town Hall lawn. Ages 10 and under will be held at 10 a.m. on the lawn at Kent Town Hall. It features two age groups, ages 5 and under on the front lawn, ages 6 through 10 on the back lawn. Youngsters may bring their own bags or baskets. Bags will be provided, though. The Hotchkiss Library in Sharon, the Friends of the Hotchkiss Library, present a reading jubilee. That happens Saturday. They're celebrating National Library Week with their second annual reading jubilee. Stop by the library for as little as 20 minutes or as long as an hour or two, anytime between 10 and 4, to hear members of over 15 Sharon organizations and town officials read excerpts from your favorite poetry, stories, and books. More information at HotchkissLibrary.org. Berkshire Botanical Garden on West Stockbridge Road in Stockbridge has an event coming up on Saturday from 10 till 12, maintaining living plant cover, one of the essential building practices of building soil health. In Pine Plains, the food pantry distribution will take place on Saturday from 10 until noon at the United Methodist Church. On Saturday, the Sharon Historical Society welcomes its members to the annual spring meeting held at Sharon Town Hall, second floor, Chapin Meeting Room at 10 o'clock. Immediately following the meeting, Susan Shepherd will be giving a presentation open to the public on 18th century smallpox epidemics in Sharon and the early medical societies that were formed here. After the talk, all are invited back to the Sharon Historical Society to enjoy light refreshments and see their current exhibits. Spring Craft and Vendor Fair is being held on Saturday from 10 till 4, the first annual. Over 80 vendors, food, raffles, and pictures with the Easter Bunny at the Columbia Green Community College in Hudson, New York. More information is available at sunycgcc.edu. An Easter egg hunt coming up at Lawrence Field in North Canaan on Saturday. That starts at 10:30 and goes to 11:30. In Millerton, an introduction to vegetable gardening takes place on Saturday, 1 o'clock at the Northeast Millerton Library. For more information, RSVP at 518-789-3340. Kent Art Association Spring Jury Show opens up on April 13th. The gala reception and presentation of awards at 2 p.m. on Saturday, but the event runs through May 12th with exhibitions at the gallery at 21 South Main Street in Kent. More information, kentart.org. Berkshire Botanical Garden has Growing a Cutting Garden at Home. That runs from 1 until 3 on Saturday the 13th on Stockbridge Road. More information, berkshirebotanical.org. Roast beef dinner being held by Sharon American Legion Post 126 at the Legion Hall in Sharon behind the firehouse on Saturday, 4 till 7, $14 for adults, $7 for children under 10, free under 5, barbecued beef, mashed potatoes, gravy, salad bar, vegetable rolls, and dessert. It's all you can eat. Takeouts are also available. On Saturday from 4 to 5:30, join the Mirror Visions Ensemble for a celebration of America and all its accomplished glory. Their songs soar with music from classical American composers and also from historically marginalized American groups at the Roloff Jansen Community Library on Route 22 in Hillsdale. More information, rojanlibrary.org. A songwriter showcase. An audience will hear stories and inspiration behind the songs of musicians who wrote them. The songwriter showcase is on Saturday at 7:30 in the evening at the Northeast Millerton Library Annex. The event is being presented by Lance Middlebrook. A $5 donation is asked at the door. The Music in the Annex concert series, supported by grants from Ann and Abe Efron Fund, donor advised the Community Foundation for the Hudson Valley. Also underwritten by Harney and Sons, Master Tea Blenders, Irving Farm Coffee Roasters, and More Printing. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off at 26,424.99, the NASDAQ at 79,38.69, and the S&P 500 at 28,92.74. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.